Before we begin the questions and answers, we want to tell our cyberspace devotees about a new innovation here at Kwadinam. We have removed the surcharge, which is the soil, the dirt, from the top of the foundation of the beautiful Iravan temple, and we have created a hill for Lord Murugan. So all the Lord Murugan devotees should be extremely happy at this big, enormous, huge mountain that we have created. On top will be this beautiful silver veil and a larger-than-life-size statue of Lord Murugan as the sannyasin. And in the next few days, very large boulders will be placed all over the hill, and it'll be planted with bamboo and trees, bushes, and grass. It's very auspicious also. We just returned from Malaysia having a beautiful reception and talked to the congregation of the wonderful Murugan Temple that's created just like the Nailor Temple in Jaffna in Kuala Lumpur. And as traditional to Lord Murugan, he came to visit us with lightning and thunder and small showers. And now, what do we have in questions? Chari Palani Swami for today. Question from a cyberspace devotee, Lolita, who is hiding someplace in yahoo.com, who two children are leaving for college and wanting some advice as to how to guide them as they leave the mother's nest. Lolita, you're a very good mother sending your children off to college. Simply remind them to perform simple puja every day and tune into a picture of yourself along with the gods of our beautiful religion. And the object of going to college, you can explain, is to learn what you have to learn and come out the other side of it as a professional, able to make your way in the world. So explain to them that they're not going to college to make friends, to join sororities or fraternities, or to get sidetracked in any way by the temptations of the world as it is today. Explain to them to treat everyone the same with a happy smile, don't take sides, don't like one person more than another, and ideally they should come out the other side with honors and come right back into the mother's nest. There's a wonderful lady from the Tamilian community who sent her two sons off to the University of California, and every day she cooked a meal for them, packaged that meal, and sent it by express to their apartment.